Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, the house on Caddo Street, where Pee Wee Walker, the city code inspector, was killed a number of years ago, has been in the news lately. This is not a happy subject, but there's some things going on with that and moving maybe to some resolution of that.
We hope it's going to get to resolution. And those of you who have been following the story through the years, the first time the city actually considered the property substandard was in 1995. So this is a long-term case. And a sad story of death related to it. And still, it is unresolved. And the city, through our Buildings and Standards Commission program that started about 15 months ago, brought the issue up, and it was decided that since there had been a crime associated with the scene, that we would send it on to court rather than do it with citizens on the Buildings and Standards Commission. Since it went to court to get a decision to have it demolished or brought back to code, the owner has sold it, and that complicates the issue in that the new owner wants to bring it up to code, and that is an option they have. But since it is in court, it's going to be the judge's decision, and the first court date that was available is in November. So we wait and see what is going to result.
What is the issue in court?
The issue is what the judge will allow the new owner to do, or if the judge, can do anything he wants to related to the issue.
So the judge could decide, no, this the city's order to demolish is what is going to remain in effect.
Well, it could either remain in effect, or because there is a new owner wishing to bring it back to code, that's the judge's decision if that person is going to be given that right and is mm-hmm. going to fulfill the city's expectations on code.
Mm-hmm. Big picture of this is part of the city's effort going back, as far as you say, 1995 to improve the standard of housing across the city. That continues.
That is correct.
We're talking with Wyman Williams. Wyman is the mayor of Commerce, elected in May. Now, I read also that new management basically at the City of Commerce Animal Shelter, which has been in the news a lot.
That is correct. The longtime manager resigned, and the operation or control of it has been changed from what it was previously. It so happened that we had a person in the police department that was qualified to do the animal control part as actually an officer. So that's the way it's being operated now, and I presume it will be well done.
Now, what I read, it read as if it's not just one person, but several new people there.
There's one person in charge.
But anyway, the management, the top person.
The top person resigned, and this new person is there. So I'm not familiar exactly with all the assistance that person has.
Okay. And, of course, the animal control shelter has been the subject of some disputes and dissatisfaction over the past couple of years, I guess. So the hope would be this will help with that.
Well, we have a very active group, not just in town, but in the region, of people who want every animal to be adopted. And we certainly, as a city, don't discourage that whatsoever. It'd be a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But we follow guidelines that allow us to, in certain circumstances, when an animal is ill or injured to the point that they're not going to be adoptable, they are euthanized. But those are the idea is to minimize that, mm-hmm. and to get these volunteers to help us get animals adopted.
And your city manager's search continues.
The city manager search is ongoing, and I've been told we have an ample number of qualified applicants, so I'm very pleased to report that. We hope before the end of July to be actually looking at those applications and deciding which of those we want to bring to town and interview.
And with the idea that someone would be in the office by 1st of September?
That would be a goal. Don't know if that's possible, but we will just have to see.
Well, I understand. We'll find out.
Right, we will find out.
Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks, John Mark.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.